Keep going. The Committee for Senate Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development Appropriations Subcommittee come to order. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Chair Hudson?
Here.
Senator Thurston?
Here.
Senator Brandis? Senator Lee? Senator Perry?
Here.
Senator Simpson? Senator Deo? Senator Torres?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Please stand for the pledge led by Senator Torres. Anyone who wants to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and turn it into the staff. If you check the box on the form to waive your speaking time, I will read your position into the record. Please turn off or mute all cell phones. And we have one presentation today, a presentation from the Governor's Fiscal Year 2019-20 Budget Recommendations by Mark Cruz, Governor's Office of Policy and Budget, Policy Coordinator for the Transportation and Economic Development Policy Unit. Sir, you are recognized.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to present Governor DeSantis's first recommended budget for fiscal year 1920. We look forward to working with the legislature on these recommendations made by the governor and legislative priorities over the course of the 2019 session. Of course, the agency will discuss our Department of Transportation, Division of Emergency Management, Economic Opportunity, Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, State, and Military Affairs. And Mr. Chairman, if I could briefly introduce the agency leaders that are here with us.
Just yes, sir, go ahead.
Names with faces, thank you. We have up front Frank DiBello with Space Florida, Judge Lee, Secretary of State. We have Dana Young with Visit Florida, and then Trey Price with Florida Housing. Moving around the room, I have Jamal Saul with Enterprise Florida, Ken Lawson with Economic Opportunity, and I believe that's it. Right. But thank you for that moment, sir.
No problem.
This chart presents an overall picture of the bold vision for a brighter future budget by policy area. First, all funds and then general revenue only. Health and Human Services continues to represent the largest portion of the overall state budget, and the governor recommends $37.5 billion or 41% of the total state budget. And $10.2 billion or 30% in general revenue be spent on services that benefit our disabled, our children, and our seniors. Education spending is the second largest funded area in the state budget. The governor proposes over $26 billion or 29% of the total budget. Over half of the available general revenue funds are spent in education. The governor recommends spending $17.5 billion or 52% of the general revenue funds available for educating our children and those attending higher education institutions. Moving into the Transportation Economic Development budget, the governor's recommended budget for this area is a total of $15.8 billion. For the Department of Transportation, $10.7 billion, which is all trust fund, and $9.92 billion funds the work program. The Division of Emergency Management is $2.3 billion, and that's broken down into $274 million in general revenue and $2 billion in trust funds. Department of Economic Opportunity is a total of $2 billion with $136 million in general revenue and $1.9 billion in trust fund. Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, $505 million, which is all trust fund. Department of State, $111 million, $69.7 million in general revenue and $41 million in trust fund. And Department of Military Affairs at $78.6 million, $33 million in general revenue and $45.6 million in trust fund. This slide breaks down the agency budgets and positions. It reflects $513 million in general revenue, a total of $15.2 billion in trust, and as I mentioned, a total of $15.8 billion for this area. And total positions across the agencies in this area is 13,089. At the Department of Transportation, as I mentioned, their budget total is $10.74 billion. The work program represents $9.92 billion of that. The work program supports the construction and maintenance of Florida's roads, bridges, seaports, and other public transportation systems. The recommendation includes $3.2 billion to expand transportation system capacity, which includes 102 lane miles, $1.1 billion for scheduled repairs of 85 bridges and replacement of 22 bridges, $277.4 million for aviation, and $667.9 million for transit program improvements. And then their top priority in the IT area is the Transportation Work Program Integration Initiative at $25.4 million, and that's continuation funding of that ongoing process. At the Division of Emergency Management, it's a total of $2.3 billion. Funding is provided so that impacted communities can continue to respond and recover from the recent natural disasters, as well as mitigate the impact of future disaster emergencies. As you can see, $1.9 billion is for open federally declared disasters, which includes $271 million in state matching funds. $3.5 million is recommended to continue the statewide emergency alert and notification system. $3 million for hurricane shelter retrofit projects. And this is available for the modification of public hurricane evacuation shelters to help make them stronger and more disaster resilient. And $1.8 million is to provide planning and design incentive funding for up to 9 fiscally constrained counties whose current emergency operation centers do not meet the minimum hurricane safety criteria. And then $467,000 in rate is provided to reclassify positions and provide pay increases in the division. This rate increase will provide the division with the ability to bring salaries closer to the statewide average. At the Department of Economic Opportunity, their budget totals $2 billion, $765.5 million in hurricane recovery community development grants awarded by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is in response to the recent hurricanes. Funds are designated for a series of housing issues, such as new construction, workforce housing, housing repair, and land acquisition. $338.4 million is to fully fund the housing trust funds for the State Department Incentive Loan Program and State Housing Initiatives Partnership Program. This includes a priority for housing units for those with special needs, persons with developmental disabilities, and the elderly. $85 million is recommended to continue the Job Growth Grant Fund, which provides for job training and public infrastructure projects that support economic diversification, economic recovery, or economic enhancements in targeted industries. $76 million is recommended for Visit Florida, which would maintain their current year level of funding. $7 million for Space Florida for their aerospace financing programs. And $2.7 million, which nearly doubles the current funding, is recommended for the World Infrastructure Fund to assist with the planning, preparing, and financing of traditional economic development or nature-based tourism projects that encourage job creation and capital investment in our rural communities. Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, their total is $505.2 million, which is also all trust fund. The governor has recommended $16.1 million for the continuation of the motorist modernization projects to replace antiquated software. The goal of these projects is to centralize motorist and vehicle registration for a more efficient customer experience and improve data accuracy. Funds are recommended for the purchase of Flowmobiles at $199,000, which allows the department to bring driver and motorist services to senior centers, correctional facilities, and homeless shelters. $3.1 million is to address major renovation and repairs at the Florida Highway Patrol Troop D in Orlando. 8 FTE and $1.3 million is due to the new First Coast Expressway coming online and managed by the Florida Turnpike in Clay and Duval counties. And $691,000 is to purchase ballistic level 3 vests for troopers that are designed to stop larger caliber rounds that could be experienced in active shooter situations. That would allow for the purchase of 1,974 vests. And if I may mention, that would cover all troopers who are on the road. At the Department of State, the total is $111 million. $12.2 million is for state-level election oversight activities and cybersecurity enhancements to Florida's election system, with $3 million of that being available to supervisors of elections to continue cybersecurity initiatives and improvements of their systems. $12 million is to replace the current commercial registry with a new system that will be customer-friendly, ensure ongoing security of Florida's business filings, and will have the capacity to accommodate the increasing number of businesses as Florida continues to grow. $10.4 million in federal hurricane recovery funds is to recover and repair historic properties in areas that received a major disaster declaration. $7.3 million in total is recommended and split between historical preservation at $2.3 million and culture and museum grants at $5 million. $4.1 million is for reimbursement to counties for special elections, including the upcoming elections, based on several members joining the administration. And $357,000 is recommended for the Holocaust Documentation and Education Center. At the Department of Military Affairs, their budget totals $78.6 million, with $12.1 million for community-based programs and youth outreach programs, such as Youth Challenge, About Face, and Forward March. $6.2 million for Armory and Readiness Center projects, which includes repairs to their Lakeland facility and several other hardening activities for readiness projects. $4.2 million for Education Dollars for Duty, which provides academic and vocational tuition assistance for qualifying Guard members. And $2.8 million for Emergency Response Preparedness, which includes generators at each major command headquarters, personal locator beacons, and equipment for search and rescue missions. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my overview of the governor's recommendation, and of course, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions? Yes. Senator Perry for a question.
Thank you. On your Department of Transportation, the $10.74 billion, do you have data that you could share with us, not right now, but you could bring to us that shows some of the cost in construction, maybe comparatively for the last, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years, things that we could look at that we can say, okay, either direct costs have gone up, land costs have gone up, other things that we can look at and make decisions, or costs that have gone down that have become cheaper. Is there any data that you know about now that you possess that you could forward to us?
Mr. Chairman, I'm certain that Secretary Tebow could meet and provide that type of data. I'm in working with the department over several years. It is apparent that as the economy has recovered, costs have increased, and these types of projects cost more than they did several years ago. But we'll get with the department to make sure that we provide that information.
Okay. And just a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, a lot of talk about generators, emergency generators, and during that last couple of years with nursing homes. This is just something to consider. Most of the time that we find out that generators, you know, the maintenance to keep those things running and operating and scheduled maintenance is very expensive, and I've seen a lot of them over the years that end up not working. Might be a consideration to consider having a primary access point, maybe a prime contract with vendors who rent those out, that you could have access to them, then you would not be responsible, or the agency would not be responsible for those. So I've looked at this a little bit. I think there's some room to talk about that to accomplish what you were doing on a much cheaper level and a more when you need it in the emergency, it actually works. So I've seen this a lot in hurricanes and other things where people have them. They don't end up working. They spend a tremendous amount of energy and effort to keep them up there, and they don't end up working at that time. So just something to consider when you're talking about emergency generator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll be sure to have the Department of Military Affairs come by, because I know that's a component of their budget request would include generators. So I'm sure that would be valuable input. Thank you.
And Senator Perry, we've already got a lot of local governments requesting generators. So if there's a better way to do it and you want to take a look at it, I'm all ears.
Yes, thanks.
Any other questions? Senator Torres.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for your presentation. The question I have is, with the past hurricanes, Matthew and Irma, is there still money that needs to be dispersed with those hurricanes?
And let me go back to the slide, if I might, on that. So, the $765.5 million that I was describing is funds that were awarded through Congress, through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The DEO is now implementing and moving those funds out the door. So they have those contracts in place. Those are the housing components I was describing.
Right.
So that money is moving, and that's mostly the previous storms in Irma, where the administration is working with our congressional delegation to work on supplemental funding for Hurricane Michael.
Okay, but it's not reflected in this budget right here, right now.
Not in those components. No, we're still working on additional funding for Michael.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Senator Thurston, for your question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just looking at some of your major issues to be funded, and you talked about highways and some bridges, and I know there are infrastructure needs all over the state. Can you tell me how you prioritize? What was the methodology and What are those priorities?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman. And it would also require a greater conversation. I'll have Secretary Tebow come by, because the Department of Transportation budgets differently than most agencies do, because they have a five-year work program. And so it's a very locally bottom-up process. There are entities, not to get too wonky, but metropolitan planning organizations that are required by Congress to be developed, and they prioritize what they would like to have funded. They provide that list to their local district. The local district works to see, you know, can we do those types of projects and those priorities? And then those are provided to the central office, and that helps create the work program over 5 years. And that way, contracts can be let, knowing in the way the legislature funds it, that they can, the builders can count on that the money, at least for the first 2 years it's designed, that they know that those funds are there, and it rotates each year. So it's the prioritization process, to answer your specific question, is done almost at a very local level.
Follow up. So with I'm looking here, you've got $3.8 billion between the highways and the bridges. When you do come back, can you kind of give me the list of exactly what that $3.8 billion would be going towards?
Absolutely, yes, sir. Thank you.
And maybe the Secretary as well. And I will say, absolutely. Senator Thurston, the Secretary and I are looking through the five-year work plan. And we're also looking at stuff that may not have made it in that's a critical need for your district, stuff that may be shovel-ready as we develop our own budget. So be happy to talk to you about those lists in your district as well.
Absolutely.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Look forward to working with you all.
Any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Simpson moves we adjourn. Without objection, we are adjourned.